今天早上我们要学习的题目是永恒的大祭司主耶稣。
This morning I'd like to share with you the topic, the everlasting high priest, that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
彼得安德烈他们是主耶稣门徒当中的一对兄弟。
Peter and Andrew were brothers and they were disciples of Christ.
有一天安德烈非常兴奋地来找他的哥哥西门。
And so there was a day in which Andrew very excitingly came to his brother Peter, that he had met Christ.
他对哥哥说，我找到了基督。
And so he said to his brother Peter, I have found Christ.
这个基督就是受膏者的意思。
And Christ meaning the highly anointed one.
所以主耶稣是君王。
And so Lord Jesus, he is a prince.
King.
A king.
他是万王之王。
And he is King of Kings.
主耶稣是祭司。
And he is also the high priest.
他是永恒的大祭司。
He is the everlasting high priest.
主耶稣是先知。
Lord Jesus is a prophet.
就是摩西在生命记十八章所预言的那一位特定的先知。
And it was mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 18 by Moses.
我们请看希伯来书第七章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书七章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24.
二十四节，这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。
But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
这希伯来书的作者在这里提到主耶稣是永恒的大祭司。
Here the author in Hebrews say that Jesus is an unchangeable priesthood forever.
所以二十五节他接着说所以主耶稣他能够拯救我们每一个人到底。
And that is why in verse 15 he continues to say that he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God.
因为我们都靠着主耶稣能够来到神的面前。
Because we all go through Jesus Christ and to come before the presence of God.
因为主耶稣是永恒的大祭司，所以二十五节说他长眼活着，在替我们祈求。
And because he is the unchangeable priesthood forever, therefore Jesus is always able to make intercessions for us.
主耶稣说他来到这个世界上不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
Jesus once said that he came to this world not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
所以成全这是一个很重要的字眼。主耶稣他来成全律法。
And so to fulfill this word is key. He came to fulfill the law.
所以今天我们不再需要亚伦的后代来当我们的大祭司。
And therefore today we do not need the descendants of Aaron to be our high priest.
因为主耶稣他已经成全了律法。
Because Jesus himself had fulfilled the law.
主耶稣本身就成为我们永恒的大祭司。
Therefore, he himself had become our priest forever.
所以主耶稣来了，他不是来否定旧约的那些律法。
And so Jesus came to this world not to deny all the laws in the Old Testament.
他不是来废掉，他不是来否定，他是来成全。
He came not to deny or abolish it, but instead it is to fulfill it.
所以为什么旧约圣经里头需要把旧约的这些他们的一些仪式，他们拜神的活动都这么详细的记在圣经里头。
And that is why in the Old Testament it records in so much detail the ordinances and the laws in detail.
这个在当时候他们的这些活动里头。都有着神给他们的神圣的意义跟功效在里头。
Because in each of their ordinances and the law and regulations, it all has the deep meaning of God.
今天主耶稣成全的律法，所以这些的记载对我们来讲，也可以带给我们很多很好的造就。
And because Jesus today came to fulfill the law, therefore all these recordings also bring to us a lot of benefit.
今天我们不再需要亚伦的后代来当我们的大祭司。
So today we no longer need the high priest descendants from Aaron.
但是我们要从当时他们的活动或者甚至他们身上所佩戴的，我们来得到一些的启发，一些的造就。
But from the laws themselves and from their ordinances in which they have kept, we also can be edified.
啊，来，我们来看看我们应该怎样来敬拜神。
And so it teaches us how to worship God.
好，我们从这当中，我们来学习到主耶稣的救恩是何等的伟大。
And then from here we can study about the great salvation of God.
啊，从这当中啊，我们来看到神的爱是那么的美妙。
And in this mist, we can see how great and mysterious is the love of God.
啊，从这当中，我们也可以看到，我们作为一个基督徒，我们的本分是什么。
And from here, we can see we as a Christian, what we ought to do in our daily lives.
我们请看出埃及记二十八章。
Let's turn to Exodus 28.
出埃及记二十八章十五节。
Exodus chapter 28, verse 15.
在这里描写这个大祭司他身上的一个配件。
Here it talks about the high priest's garments.
十五节，你要用巧匠的手工做一个截断的胸牌，要和以弗德一样的做法，用金线、蓝线、紫色、朱色、朱红色线，并捻的细麻做成。
You shall make the breastplate of judgment artistically woven according to the workmanship of the ephod. You shall make it of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine woven linen. You shall make it.
啊，这个大祭司他有一个截断的胸牌。
And so this high priest in his garment, he has this breastplate.
十六节，这胸牌要四方的叠为两层，长一虎口，宽一虎口。
In verse 16, it said, "This breastplate it shall be doubled into a square. A span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width."
这里讲到这个胸牌的尺寸。
It talks about the measurement of this breastplate.
十七节要在上面镶宝石四行，第一行是红宝石、红碧玺、红玉。
And you shall set in 17. You shall set shall put settings of stones in it, four rows of stones. First row shall be sardis.Stardius and topaz and an emerald. This shall be the first row.
啊，这个胸牌上面啊会镶着十二个宝石。
And so in this breastplate there will be 12 precious stones.
啊，二十一节。
21.
这些宝石都要按着以色列十二个儿子的名字，仿佛刻图书，刻十二个支派的名字。
And the stones shall have the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their name.Like the engravings of a signet, each one with its own name, they shall be according to the 12 tribes.
那这每一块的宝石上面都会刻着以色列一个支派的名字。
Among the stone, above the stone, they will carve the name of the tribe of Israel.
啊，我们尝试着从这样的描述里头啊，我们来啊看一些可以。给我们得到造就的教训。
And so from here, there is actually practical applications for us.
啊，这是放在大祭司的胸前。
First, take note of the location of this breastplate. It is located at the chest area.
每一块宝石上面刻着一个支派的名字。
And in this stones, each stone has the name of each tribe of Israel.
啊，神曾经对这些以色列人说：“你们是我所专爱的。”
Once God has proclaimed to the Israelites that you are my beloved.
啊，神用大祭司的这个胸牌，再一次的来表明你们是我所专爱的。
And so, by God using this adornment of the high priest to once again emphasize to the people that they are precious stones. They are like that precious to God.
啊，为什么这些人是神所专爱的呢？
Why is it that this group of people is loved by God?
请看《生命记》第七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
是因为这些人他们有特别的表现吗？
Is it because there are some special characteristics of this people?
啊，是不是这些人在当世代里头他们特别的突出？
Or is it that they stand out among other people of their time?
啊，是不是因为这些人是值得神来专爱他们？
Or is it because there's something worthwhile for them to be loved by God?
生命记第七章第六节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6.
生命记七章第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6。
因为你归主你神为圣洁的名，主你神从地上万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The God your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
这里说到一个原因是神的拣选。
Here it says the sole purpose is that because God has chosen them,
并不是这些人他们的表现。
It is not because of their behavior or certain characteristics of them.
一般来讲，每一个人都有优点，都有缺点。
Generally speaking, every one of us have our merits and our flaws.
包括这些以色列人也是一样。
Including these people, the Israelites.
所以为什么他们是神所专爱的？因为神拣选他们。
So why is it that they were loved by God? It was only because that God has chosen them.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
7. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any other people.For you were the least of all peoples.
甚至从人的层面来看，他们是最不符合最没有资格的一群人当中的一群。
In the eyes of others, they are a group of people that is not considered even worthwhile.
因为他们人数少，人数少就是弱势。
Because they were fewer in number, and in fewer than in number, to others it means weakness.
但是神说，我拣选你们，我专爱你们。
But God says that I have chosen you, that I have loved you.
今天我们成为一个基督徒，我们也是靠着神的怜悯，靠着主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣的牺牲。
So today we are called Christians because it is due to the love of God, due to the choosing of God.
所以对个人来讲。保罗他说：“从今以后，我要为主耶稣而活。”
And so, as an individual, Paul once says that from this day forward, I shall live my life for the Lord.
为什么保罗这样讲
？Why did Paul say this?
保罗说：“因为主耶稣爱我，为我来舍己。”
Because he says the Lord God has loved me and have sacrificed for me.
对众人来讲
，And so to the multitude,
使徒约翰说：“主耶稣他不但是。”为我们死，他是为普天下的人来死。
Apostle John said that Jesus did not only die for you and I alone, but he had died for the people of the world.
所以在主耶稣基督里头，我们成为神所专爱的。
And so in Lord Jesus Christ, we have been called he who is loved by God.
那在新约时代里头，我们更有一层跟神有更亲近、亲密的关系。
And in the New Testament, it brings us into a deeper level of relationship with God.
因为主耶稣的宝血，我们也成为新妇。
Because of his precious blood that have washed away our sins, we have become his bride.
这是人世间一层最亲密的一层关系。
And this spousal relationship is the intimate relationship, the most intimate relationship in this world.
那这一层的关系也来描述着我们跟神的关系。
And so the Bible uses this intimate relationship to portray this relationship that we have with God.
请我们再翻回出埃及记二十八章。
Let's turn back to Exodus 28.
出埃及记二十八章二十九节。
Exodus chapter 28, verse 29.
二十九节，亚伦进圣所的时候，要将截断的胸牌，就是刻着以色列儿子名字的，戴在胸前。在主面前常做纪念。
So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place as a memorial before the Lord continually.
当亚伦进圣所的时候，他必须要带着这个胸牌。
When Aaron goes into the holies of holies, he needs to wear this breastplate.
这里说在神的面前常做纪念。
So that he can be So that it can be a memorial before the Lord continually.
我们神是常常着在记得我们，在看着我们。
Our God constantly think of us, constantly remember us.
当然，这也在提醒当时的大祭司，他们要常常想念着、纪念着这所有的百姓。
Also, it also tells that the high priests of the time.They are to continuously have the people in their mind and in their prayers.
这个大祭司需要来传达神的教训、神的命令。
the high priest will give the commandments and the orders to the people.
这个大祭司要带领百姓来到神的面前。
He is to lead the people so that they could come before the presence of God.
这个大祭司要常常为百姓来向神献祭，向神祈求。
This high priest continually make offering and sacrifices on behalf of the people to God.
让百姓在每一天的生活里头有神的看顾，有神的怜悯。
So that in their everyday living, the people can be watched over by God and be protected.
所以百姓要常常聆听大祭司所给他们的信息。
So the people is to daily listen to the words of the high priest.
这些百姓要常常跟随着大祭司的带领。
And so the people is to follow after the guidance of the high priest.
这些百姓常常需要大祭司来为他们祈求。
And the people need the continual intercessions from the high priest.
今天主耶稣成为我们每一个人的大祭司。
And so today, Lord Jesus has become our high priest.
所以我们要听主耶稣的教训。
Therefore, we are to listen to his teachings.
我们要听主耶稣的声音。
We are to listen to his words.
请看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章三十四节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 34.
三十四节说这话的时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩里就惧怕。
While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud.
这是在有一次主耶稣带着三个门徒主耶稣改变了他的容貌。
Here is a time in which Jesus walked to the mountain and he brought with him his three disciples.
这三个门徒他们看见了主耶稣神性的那一面，看见主耶稣的荣耀。
It was then that Jesus was transfigured before their eyes, and it was then that they saw the holiness and the glory of God.
当时他们都非常的惊讶。
And so they were amazed.
不但这样子，又有云彩来遮盖他们。
And not only that, they were surrounded by a cloud.
他们被神的荣耀所包围着。
They were surrounded by the glory of God.
有罪的人在这样的情况里头惊讶，而且惧怕。
And so one who has sinned will become very fearful and afraid at this moment.
35节。
35.
就有声音从云彩出来说，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
35. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved son, hear him.
在这里主耶稣被称为神的儿子。
Here it declares that Jesus is the son of God.
是神所爱的。
Is loved by God.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们跟主耶稣要有同样的身份。
And so today we are in Lord Jesus Christ. We also are to have this kind of identity.
所以在主耶稣的恩典里头，我们都要成为神所爱的儿子。
That under the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, we are all to be called the children of God.
因为我们也成为是蒙神所拣选的。
Because we have been called and be chosen by God.
在这里，神指示这些门徒说，你们要听他。要听主耶稣。
And so here God said to the disciples, here you are to hear him.
今天主耶稣既然成为我们的大祭司，我们要听他。
And so since today Jesus has become our high priest, we are to listen to him.
这就是为什么在我们崇拜聚会里头，我们一定会翻圣经。
And that is why when we worship, you notice that we will constantly refer to the words in the Bible.
因为我们要听神的教训，听主耶稣的教训。
Because we need to listen to his teachings.
那讲道的人会对我们所念的圣经做一些的讲解。
And then the speaker will explain the passages in the Bible.
那我们仔细的看圣经，我们也参考讲道的人所做的讲解。
And so we study the word of God ourselves. We also reference the speaker on the pulpit.
我们安静谦卑的来领受神的教训。
And so with a quiet and a humble heart, we receive the teachings of God.
圣灵运行在我们的当中，让我们能够得着神的话语。
And then the Holy Spirit will move among us, and then will reveal his words and his teaching to us.
神的教训，神的话语就是我们属灵的粮食。
And so the teachings and the word of God becomes our spiritual food.
所以崇拜聚会是一种享受。
And so worship is actually a luxury.
因为在崇拜聚会当中，我们在领受属灵的粮食，属灵的生命。
It is an enjoyment because it provides spiritual food and life.
这也是天父真神他要求我们要做的。
And this is what the God Almighty also commands us to do.
大祭司要带领百姓来到神的面前。
And so the high priest is to guide the people before the presence of God.
今天我们不再需要从亚伦而出的所谓的大祭司。
And so today we no longer need to have this certain individual from the descendant of Aaron to be our high priest.
主耶稣就是我们永恒的大祭司。
Because Jesus is our everlasting high priest.
主耶稣就要带领我们到神的面前。
For Jesus himself will guide us before the presence of God.
请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
希伯来书第十章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
这个至圣所是只有祭司才能够进去。
Here, this place, the holiest, is only permissible by the high priest.
但是今天我们借着耶稣的恩典，主耶稣的宝血，我们进入至圣所。
But today, due to the grace and the blood of Jesus, we are able to enter the holiest.
二十节。
20.
这是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
这里说那这个是一个又新又活的道路。
Here say this is a new and living way.
是借着主耶稣他的身体，他打破他的身体而有的这一条又新又活的路。
It has been opened and consecrated for us through the body of Christ.
这一条路的目的就是让我们来到神的面前。
And the purpose of this way is to lead us directly to God.
这就是为什么我们需要认识主耶稣。需要相信主耶稣。
That is why it's important for us to come to know Jesus, come to know God.
当我们相信主耶稣，我们就接领受他的救恩。
When we believe in Lord Jesus, we receive his salvation.
我们就借着他为我们流的血，我们来到这个施恩的宝座前。
And then by receiving his blood, that we come before his mercy seat.
我们在活着的时候，我们来到神的面前，不是来到审判台前，我们是来到施恩的宝座前。
And in this life, when we come before the throne of God, we come under His grace, is not under the judgment of God.
到将来主耶稣再来的时候，世界的末日，我们才需要到审判的台前。
Then until the second comings of Christ, it is then that we come before the judgment throne.
当我们领受了救恩之后，我们又如何的常常的来到施恩的宝座前。
So after we have received the salvation of God, how is it that we come constantly before the mercy seat of God?
借着我们随时的祷告。
It is through our constant prayers.
我们在很多的时间、很多的地点，我们都需要神的恩神领受神的恩惠。
And in all the places and a lot of times, we need the mercy of God.
所以我们随时随地的可以多方的祷告。
And so, in any place, any time, we can always pray to God.
照着神的应许，我们祷告的时候，这是一件很大的福气，很严肃的事情，因为我们来到施恩的宝座前。
According to God, that it is very important and precious for us to come and pray before Him.
尤其当我们一起聚集，我们崇拜的时候，我们的崇拜里头要包括着我们的祷告。
Especially in the time in which we assemble together in such a service as it is now, in which we kneel down and pray before God.
我们不但聆听神的教训，我们也来做崇拜，做祷告的崇拜。
Not only do we listen, but we also do this worship through our prayers.
因为祷告让我们来到神的面前。
Because prayer enables us to come before the presence of God.
旧约的大祭司，他们常常要为百姓来献祭、来代求。
And so the Old Testament high priest constantly need to make the sacrifices and offering for the people.
今天在地上，我们没有亚伦的后代来，不需要亚伦的后代 来做大祭司。
Again, today we do not need the descendant of Aaron to be our high priest.
因为主耶稣他已经成全了律法。
Because Jesus has fulfilled the law.
主耶稣他就是我们永恒的大祭司。
Jesus is our everlasting high priest.
所以多么美好的一件事情，主耶稣正在为我们代求。
And so how wonderful it is that, to know that Jesus constantly prays for us.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十四节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
三十四节，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
在这里告诉我们，主耶稣为我们死，主耶稣也为我们复活了。
Here says that Jesus died for us, he also was risen for us.
主耶稣拯救的工作仍然在进行着。
And so his work of salvation is constantly on the move.
他不但要拯救我们，他也要帮助我们来奔跑这一条天国路。
Not only did he save us, but he will also be our helper to, to walk in this way.
他救我们，他也帮助我们能够将这一条美好的道路来走完。
He not only save us, but he also help us and strengthen us along this way so that we may complete it.
所以主耶稣的工作还是正在进行着。
And so the work of Jesus is still progressing.
所以他的救恩还是在进行着。
And so his salvation door is still open.
他的帮助也正在进行着。
And his assistance is still in progress.
这里说他替我们在祈求。
And so here it says that he make intercession for us.
这是多么美妙的一件事情。
This is a very wonderful thing.
当我们来到他的面前，他认识我们。
When we come before him, he will recognize us.
主耶稣的另外一个门徒腓力，他找到了基督，他也是很高兴的，很兴奋的去告诉他的朋友。
Another disciple of Jesus, Philip, when he knew of Christ, he was also very joyful and also shared with his friend.
他去告诉这个拿但业。
And so he went and preached to Nathaniel.
这拿但业一听，这主耶稣是来自于这个拿撒勒他有一点失望。
And Nathaniel, when he heard that this Christ has come, but he comes out of Nazareth, he was a little disappointed.
他也是很直截了当的人，这个拿撒勒能够出什么好的？
And so very directly he responded and said, what good can come out of Nazareth?
其实拿但业他心中有很多的疑惑。
Actually, in Nathaniel, he has a lot of doubt.
我们是神的百姓，为什么我们连自己的国家都没有？
He has this doubt that we are the chosen people of God. Why is it today that we no longer have a nation of our own?
过去有神的保护，有神的这种祝福，为什么现在没有？
Before we have the protection and the blessings of God, why is it no longer with us?
当主耶稣来见他。
And so when Jesus came to meet Nathanael,
主耶稣已经认识这一个人。
Jesus already recognized him.
主耶稣已经知道这个人心中所存的挣扎跟困惑。
And Jesus can already see through the struggle and the doubt within Nathanael.
主耶稣对他说，你是一个真以色列人。
And so Jesus said to him, you are a true Israelite.
你是一个非常爱国家、爱民族的人。
You are one who love your country.
你为国家目前的这种境况你在忧愁，甚至你觉得困惑。
That you have been in constant sorrow for the state of your country.
这个我认为不会是什么大人物的，他为什么会讲到我的内心深处？
So to Nathaniel, how is it that I don't know this person, but this person can know so much and know the inner depth of my heart?
原来真的照着他的朋友所说的，我们找到了基督。
Then he truly believed, just as his friend have shared with him, that he is the Christ.
主耶稣说，你在无花果树下，我已经看见了你，我已经知道了你。
And so Jesus said, when you were still sitting underneath the fig tree, I have seen and known you.
我们心中有什么心事，有什么困难，或者我们坐在我们旁边的人并不知道。
So whatever secret or whatever thoughts that is within our heart or sorrow, maybe perhaps the brother and sister sitting next to you may not know.
你没有说出来，或许别人没有办法这个帮助你或者为你祷告。
If you do not express it, other people may not be aware of it or know how to pray for you.
但是主耶稣他认识你，主耶稣知道。
But Lord Jesus already know you.
他已经在为你祷告。
He already is praying and interceding for you.
当你祷告的时候，你靠着他的恩典，你已经来到施恩的宝座前。
When you pray and it is due to His grace, you have already come before the mercy seat of God.
在你祷告的时候，你要得到力量，你要得到安慰。
And in your prayer, you will receive strength and you will receive comfort.
在你祷告的时候，你要得到祝福。
And in your prayer, you will receive blessing.
主耶稣正在为我们代求。
And so, Lord Jesus, continue to intercede for us.
大祭司的这个胸牌是十二个宝石。
So the breastplate of the high priest contains these 12 precious stones.
每个宝石上面刻着一个支派的名字。
And above each stone, on each stone, it carved the name of a tribe.
所以这十二颗宝石代表着神所有的百姓。
And so these 12 precious stones resembles the people of God.
当时他们在旷野路上。
They were wandering in the wilderness.
他们是从埃及为奴之地出来的。
They came out of Exodus where they were slaves.
在没有多久前，他们在埃及，他们的身份是奴隶。
Not too long ago, while they dwelt in Egypt, their status was that of slaves.
当他们要出埃及的时候，神说：“这是我的军队。”
And so, when they were about to Exodus, Egypt, God called them as his army.
现在。在大祭司胸前的这些宝石代表着这些所有的神的百姓。
And so the stones that is on the breastplate of the high priest resembles the people of God.
神期望他们能够成为军队，成为精兵。
So it is God's hope that they can become his mighty army.
神期望着他们成为宝石。
That they can become his precious stones.
是的，我们应当成为精兵，成为宝石。
It is true that we ought to become God's army and become his precious stones.
是的，在他的恩惠里头，我们可以成为精兵，可以成为宝石。
Yes, it is through his grace that we can become his precious stones and his army.
为什么叫做宝石？
Why the precious stones?
因为它美丽，它非常的尊贵。非常的宝贵。
Because they are very valuable, they are very beautiful.
所以一般来讲，宝石是人所喜爱的。
And so, normally speaking, everyone loves to have these, consider these precious stones as treasure.
所以今天这是我们每一个基督徒我们的目标。
And so, this is also the goal for each one of us Christians.
我们要成为宝贵的，被人喜爱的。
We are to become precious and to be loved by others.
主耶稣被称为神的儿子，我们跟他一样，要被称为是神的儿子。
Jesus was called the Son of God. Likewise, we will be called the children of God.
主耶稣给我们留下做儿子的榜样。
And Jesus Himself has set for us an example, to be the Son of God.
就是我们必须成为宝石，我们可以成为宝石。
And that is, we must become a precious stone. We are capable to become a precious stone.
请看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章五十二节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 12.
五十二节。
Verse 52.
五十二节，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
这个经节在描写被称为神儿子的主耶稣。
Here it talks about Jesus, who is the Son of God.
这里说神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
That he increased in both wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
所以主耶稣他是漂亮的，他是美丽的。
And so Jesus is precious, he is beautiful.
今天同样我们可以成为漂亮美丽。
And so likewise today we are to become beautiful.
让神跟神喜爱我们的心不断的在增加。
And increase in favor with God and men.
为什么？
Why?
我们请看路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 3.
路加福音三章二十一节。
3:21。
二十一节，众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了。
When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened.
主耶稣为我们留下洗礼的榜样。
Jesus set an example of baptism for us.
为什么要接受洗礼？
Why do we need to be baptized?
我们通常的了解是为了赦罪。
And we normally understood it for because in order to wash away our sins.
是的，借着洗礼，我们的罪得着赦免。
Yes, it is true under baptism that our sins are washed away.
除了这个之外，还有很多的恩典。
Other than this, there are also many other grace that entails.
二十二节。
22。
圣灵降临在他身上，形状恍如鸽子，又有声音从天上说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove above him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son; in you I am well pleased."
洗礼让我们得着天父的认定肯定。
When we receive baptism, we have been acknowledged and be recognized by heaven.
就像这里天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
Just as the heaven opened here and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
所以洗礼本身是一个奇妙的恩典。
And so baptism itself is a very miraculous grace.
让我们被神所拣选、所专爱。
So that we can be chosen and be loved by God.
成为神的爱子是被他所喜悦的。
And to be loved by God is the one who is pleasing to Him.
在这样的基础上面，我们进一步的也成为人所喜爱的。
And so when we do this in another way, we also become to be found favor in the eyes of others.
所以当我们成为一个基督徒之后，我们更进一步的，我们要追求成为像宝石那样子的美丽。
And so when we become a Christian, we must take a further step to be just as beautiful as that of precious stones.
意思就是我们要在行为上我们要得胜。
And that is, we need to be victorious in our behavior.
有些时候我们没有很珍惜主耶稣所给我们宝血的恩典。
Oftentimes, we do not take hold of the value and the preciousness of how the many grace God has given us.
我们稍不留意的话，我们会辜负了神对我们拣选的恩典。
And many times we have forego the preciousness of how God has chosen us.
我们应该成为宝石，但是我们只是一颗普通的石头。
We are to become precious stones, but instead we are just a regular stone.
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章第三节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神七灵七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These things say he who has the seven spirits of God and has seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead."
当我们领受了救恩，我们成为神的儿子，我们也领受了生命。
When we receive salvation, we become the children of God. At that point, we also receive life from God.
我们应该成为美丽的宝石。
And at that point, we are to become His precious stones.
但是如果我们在行为上面不能够得胜。
But if we are not too able to be victorious over our nature.
在这里主耶稣说，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
And so here, God says that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
你的名字虽然是宝石，但是事实上你只是一颗普通的石头。
Even though your name resembles that of a precious stone, but in reality you are only a regular stone.
所以我们看到第五节。
So let's skip to verse 5.
第五节，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，只要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
这里告诉我们要得胜。
Here tells us we are to overcome.
要在行为上得胜。
We are to be victorious in our nature.
这样我们的名字才会一直的保持在生命册上。
Then our name will be forever be established in His book of life.
我们才能够去承受将来那永远的产业、永远的荣耀。
Then we will one day receive our heavenly inheritance.
我们如何在行为上面来得胜
？How do we become victorious in our daily life？
有些宝石挖出来的时候，它就像一颗普通的石头。
Some of the precious stones, when they are found, they look very normal.
但它要经过切割、经过琢磨，才会显出它的美丽、它的光辉。
So some of these stones need to be cut and need to be polished and to be to go through a certain process in order to become a precious stone.
所以我们是宝石，但是可能当下看起来只像一颗普通的石头。
And so we are precious stone, but at the time we may look like that of any normal rock.
这也是神的怜悯，神的恩典。
And this is due to the grace and the mercy of God.
不是说我们好到主耶稣神值得来拣选我们。
It's not to say that in our own capability we are any good in which God has chosen us.
我们蒙他的拣选，这完全只是靠着他的怜悯跟恩典。
We are chosen merely because of His grace and His mercy.
我们只是被人看起来只是一个普通的石头。
And to others, we may just be looked upon as just a normal rock.
神他期望我们成为宝石。
But God wants us to become a precious stone.
他让我们能够成为宝石。
He enabled us to have that ability to become a precious stone.
我们每一个人都要经过这个切割跟琢磨的这一种过程。
So all of us need to go through this process of being cut and being polished.
第一个我们要自己来琢磨自己。
And so first thing is that we need to do is do it ourselves.
主耶稣说，我们很容易看到别人眼中的刺，却没有看到自己眼中的梁木。
Jesus said, "It is easy for us to see the speck in other people's, among other people, instead of seeing the speck of our own."
其实稍我们稍微，留意一下，很诚实的看我们自己，我们会发现我们有很多的缺点。
And so, if we sit down and truly meditate and re-examine ourselves, we will come to realize we have a lot of flaws.
所以第一个步骤，我们要自己来切割我们，琢磨我们。
And so the first step we are to take is to we are to open ourselves and really cut in deep ourselves.
主耶稣说，我们很容易看到别人眼中的那一点点的刺。
Jesus said we are. It's easy for us to see the speck on our fellow brethren.
用主耶稣所说的这一句话提醒我们，别人看我们看得很清楚。
And so based on these words of Jesus, it also means that our fellowthe people around us also see very clearly of our weakness and our flaws.
求主耶稣让我们有那种胸怀来接受别人对我们的切割跟琢磨。
And so at the same time, we ask God to give us an openness of heart, a broad heart to receive criticism perhaps from other people concerning our weakness and flaws.
有很多人是好意的，我们要很感激的去接受。
A lot of people share with us our weakness out of the goodness of their heart.
因为他要帮助我们，是神派来帮助我们成为宝石的。
Because they want to help us, God sent them to help us so that we can become His precious stones.
有人可能，少数人可能是恶意的。
There's a fewer in number in which they criticize or they bring up your weakness to attack you.
但是一个事实是，他所说的是对的，那是我们。自己没有看见的缺点。
But the reality oftentimes is that what they speak, even though they are attacking us, it also is a fact.
可能会很痛。
It can be painful.
但是我们也要感谢。
But we are still to be thankful.
只要我们想要成为宝石。
As long as we want to become a precious stone.
没有那样的琢磨，怎么会有光辉？
If we do not go through this kind of process, this hard process, how do we ever become?
我曾经从事过这种做装饰品的行业。装饰品哈，手这个戒指啦，项链。
Previously, I was in the business of selling adornments.
这个行业里头压力最大的哈，就是那个切割宝石的那个师傅。
And the greatest stress in this line of work is the expert who cuts these precious stones for jewelries.
我们知道木头有纹路。有这个纹路。
We know that in the wood they have its grain.
那其实宝石也有纹路。
And actually stones themselves also have a certain grain or pattern within themselves.
那个很贵重的宝石，要下刀切割的时候，那个压力很大。
And so for a stone that is very valuable, before you actually cut into it, it's very stressful.
哦，切错了，损失会很大。
Because well, if you cut it wrong, this valuable stone will not become valuable.
神看我们看得最清楚。
God sees us, each individual, very clearly.
所以最后的这种切割跟琢磨来自于神。
And so the second portion of this process of cutting and polishing is in the hands of God.
我们请看箴言十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3.
第三节，鼎未炼银，炉未炼金，唯有神熬炼人心。
The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts.
神看我们看得最清楚。
God sees us clearly the most.
所以他在下刀的时候是下得最准确。
So when he is about to cut, he knows exactly where to cut and is very precise.
所以我们也要常常存着一个谦卑感谢的心来接受神对我们的切割跟琢磨。
And so many times we are to also be thankful and be humble to receive this kind of testing from God.
我们感谢天父真神。让主耶稣成为我们的大祭司。
And so we really praise and thank God that He has sent Jesus to be our high priest.
所以我们成为神所专爱的。
So that we can become His beloved.
我们能够得到主耶稣的信息跟他的带领，还有他的带求。
We can receive His message and His guidance and His leadership.
借着主耶稣的能力、怜悯，我们能够成为光辉的宝石。
And from His grace and from His might, we can become His precious stones.
我们一起唱诗134首。
Let's sing Hymn 134.
kindred and friends are at rest, then away from my sorrow and care, let me fly from the land of the blessed. Over there, over there, oh, claim there is now over there.
Church is a place in which God manifests His grace and His strength.
我们的聚集就是教会。
And so we assemble here at church.
所以施恩的宝座就在这里。
And so the mercy seat of God is here.
所以我要邀请大家都来到施恩的宝座前。
And so I ask everyone to come before the mercy seat of God.
因为我们需要神的怜悯。
Because we need God's mercy and His constant assistance.
所以我邀请大家一起来做祷告， 让我们来到神的面前， 来到施恩的宝座前。
And so I ask everyone to come to pray and to come before the mercy seat of God.
照着神的应许， 神的怜悯， 他将他的平安喜乐来充满我们。
According to His promise and His grace, He will fill us with the peace and joy.
他认识我们， 他照着我们的需要。
He knows us, and according to our needs, He will fill those needs.
他看到我们的软弱， 所以他将他的力量来赏赐给我们。
He knows our weakness, so He gives us His strength, so we can overcome.
他知道我们的悲伤， 所以他将他的安慰要赐给我们。
He knows our sorrows, so He knows how to comfort us.
我们如果要接受按手帮助祷告的， 我们都可以到前面来。
So if you want to receive the laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
在祷告当中， 我们也为教会的各样事工， 以及需要代祷的弟兄姐妹慕道者代祷。
And in our prayer, also continue to pray for the church holy work and many brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
That's all, kneel down and pray.